In the 1880s, the North Shore of Staten Island was a travel hotspot. There was a baseball stadium, a casino, and according to local historian Pat Salmon, an electronic fountain that shot water 100 feet into the air.
Which was a wonder in 1886. Electricity in and of itself was a wonder. But then to see this fanciful light with all these colors and it's like blew people's mind.
It's not a new idea to drive economic development through spectacle. Today, Staten Island is about to get a giant observation wheel along with a $1 billion retail, hotel, and housing development. As part of WNYC's affordability project, Sophia Polizacar explores how entertainment is already improving the neighborhood.
The St. George is an old Art Deco theater built in the 1920s. It sits at the top of a hill behind Staten Island's Borough Hall and has a crow's nest view of the gleaming towers of New Jersey and Manhattan. Its inside is ornate and Spanish Baroque, but for three decades it was falling apart and shuttered. Until one family came along.
Hi.
Doreen Cugno is about 5 feet tall and has silver wingtip glasses. She meets me in the lobby of the theater.
I am the co-founder, along with our mom, the late Mrs. Rosemary Capizzallo, my sister Luann Sorrentino. I'm currently the president and CEO.
Her family restored and reopened the St. George in 2004. She says the theater now breathes new life for the neighborhood around it, even for its resident ghosts.
One person said, every day I'd walk by this theater, it was padlocked, and I get weird vibes from the spirits, weird vibes, not good vibes. As soon as you opened up, that changed.
It was originally a vaudeville theater, but it's had to adapt to survive.
It was reincarnated to be a roller rink, a nightclub, an antique showroom, everything but a legitimate performing arts center.
Doreen's mom, Rosemary, always loved the St. George. Her students performed their dance recitals there before it closed. So when she heard it was under threat of being demolished in 2004, she bought it and formed a nonprofit to renovate it and turn it into a performing arts space featuring acts like Tony Bennett, Jerry Seinfeld, and the late Joan Rivers. Until Rosemary's death in 2008, she poured herself into the project, along with her daughters.
We went to a few banks, and no one would give us a loan.
Rosemary even took out a second mortgage on her house. And it wasn't just the St. George Theater that needed fixing up, especially in those first few years.
The perception of this area was dim. It was, can we drive by at nighttime? And really, the perception that it wasn't a safe area.
In the last 9 years, the St. George has been part of a general revitalization that's come to the area, though it's been slow. Total business sales in downtown Staten Island are going up, but the area still struggles with a lot of retail vacancies. When a big act plays at the theater like Pat Benatar, it's a burst of life in an area that's normally a ghost town after 5 p.m., which is great for local restaurants like Ruddy and Dean's Steakhouse. Dan Mills has owned it for 17 years. In the last few, he says it's gotten much busier, especially on show days.
People call up at 6 o'clock and say, hey, can we get there in 10 minutes? I'm like, no, we've been booked for 2 weeks.
Bobby Brennan is having dinner with his family and his girlfriend Serena before seeing country singer Trace Adkins at the St. George. Manhattan is still their number one place to go out. But St. George now feels like it's a closer-to-home alternative.
When I am on Staten Island with friends, we usually actually come up here for all the bars and restaurants. There are a lot more craft beer places and a lot more relaxed atmosphere.
But it's not just about encouraging more spending in the area. According to a recent study from the University of Pennsylvania, low- and moderate-income communities with access to cultural resources, like theaters, tend to be safer, healthier, and better educated than similar communities with fewer cultural resources. Further down the North Shore, along Bay Street, there's actually another Art Deco theater built 10 years after the St. George that's also bringing change to the community, but in a different way.
We lost the door fell off.
Peter Lisi is one of the co-owners of the Paramount Theater. This theater at first showed operas, then it was a movie house, a Triple X movie house, and then a rock club in the 80s with bands like Metallica and the B-52s. It closed down after that, and then in 2003, Lisi with a few other investors bought it.
We're coming out of the foyer. Most of this artwork was destroyed.
Lisi says the theater is too expensive to restore, but the building the theater is in takes up much of the city block. So he relies on renting out extra space to a few dozen tenants, a nail salon, a sushi restaurant, a t-shirt design store. The theater itself is vacant.
So then we had another idea come towards us, was filming TV shows and movies. And we really didn't think that was going to be good. But the movie industry said, yes, it will be good.
The film industry, it turns out, loves the space. Marvel movies like upcoming Netflix series The Defenders can tear the space up gush fake blood all over it, and no one worries. And the film crews spend a little money at bodegas and stores on Bay Street, too. The torn out theater seats, the crumbling artwork, they can have a different legacy on Staten Island now. Sophia Palisacar, WNYC News.
We want to hear from you. As development comes to the North Shore of Staten Island, what do you want to see stay the same and why? Call us at 8558-MY-WNYC. That's 855-869-9692. We may play your comments on the air.